Hello and welcome to this week's Bible in the News. Since the October 7th attack on Israel, there has been a low-level war of attrition between Israel and the Hezbollah terror group. This has forced 60,000 Israelis to be evacuated from the bordering towns and villages, living in bed and breakfasts and hotels with their lives on hold for nearly a year now. Over the last week, the conflict in Israel's north has escalated. On September the 17th at 3:30 p.m, pagers used by the terror group simultaneously exploded throughout the country. It is believed as many as 50,000 devices may have been involved in the initial attack. Pagers are devices that have generally become obsolete in the mobile phone age. However, the Hezbollah leadership were concerned by the cyber abilities of Israel and believed that modern digital communication were at risk of interception by Israel's Mossad. To counter this, Hezbollah ordered a large shipment of pagers, which are so outdated that they are difficult to hack. Little did they know it, but by doing so, they had allowed a different type of Trojan, the Trojan horse. The pagers were officially made by a Taiwanese company named Gold Apollo. However, it was quickly found that they had been manufactured by a different company under license named Back Consulting. It is believed that the company was in fact a Mossad front. Each device had had the insides completely redesigned to create space for a small plastic explosive charge made from PETN. Once the signal was sent out, each device would use the battery to detonate the explosive. The vast majority of the pagers were in the possession of Hezbollah terrorists at the time of the explosions. According to some reports, the device would ring, and when the user entered the password, the pager would immediately explode. This would likely have been to ensure that the owner of the device had the device when it exploded. Due to the small size of the pagers and explosives, only 12 were killed during the explosions, but over 2,750 were wounded. Not only did this take down Hezbollah's communication system, but also maimed a large number of their fighters. Independent estimates suggest Hezbollah has around 20,000 active personnel, which would suggest that the initial attack took out around 15% of their fighting force. The following day, a second wave of explosions shook Lebanon, including at a funeral of some of Hezbollah's fighters who had died in the initial wave the day before. This time, it was the walkie-talkie radios used by Hezbollah terrorists. A further 30 people were killed and 750 more were wounded. This brought the number of Hezbollah casualties to nearly 3,500, nearly 20% of their active personnel. Hezbollah leader Nasrallah said they considered it a declaration of war, and since the attacks, the number of rockets fired from Lebanon have increased dramatically. Sonic booms from Israeli jets have been heard throughout Lebanon, including the capital city of Beirut, as they did missions in the country. While it is still unclear whether this will continue to escalate or whether it will return to its post-October 7th new normal, this is by far the most serious escalation at Israel's northern border since the deadly attacks of October 7th. A full-scale war against Hezbollah seems likely. Israel's aim would be enforcing the UN Security Council 1701, which was adopted after the 2006 Lebanon War. It called for Hezbollah fighters to stay north of the Litani River in Lebanon and away from Israel's border. However, since 2006, Hezbollah have dug in far to the south of Litani and have stockpiled between 40,000 and 120,000 missiles, with missiles and rockets that target Israel. The prophet Joel prophesied about the time of Christ's return, and in chapter 3, verses 4 to 8, speaks of a group of people against Israel in both the area of the coasts of Palestine and also Tyre and Zidon. Now, the coasts of Palestine likely refer to those in the Gaza Strip, while Tyre and Zidon are cities within the modern territory of Lebanon. The prophet writes, "Yea, and what have ye to do with me, O Tyre and Zidon, and all the coasts of Palestine? Will ye render me a recompense? And if ye recompense me, swiftly and speedily will I return your recompense upon your own head. Because ye have taken my silver and my gold, and have carried into your temples my goodly pleasant things. The children also of Judah and the children of Jerusalem have ye sold to the Grecians, that ye might remove them far from their border. Behold, I will raise them out of the place whither ye have sold them, and will return your recompense upon your own head. And I will sell your sons and your daughters into the hand of the children of Judah, and they shall sell them to the Sabaeans, to a people far off, for the Lord hath spoken it. Now the ESV translates verse 4 a little differently, with, are you paying me back for something? And so we see that these groups are people who feel that they have had something done against them, and want to pay back what has been done to them. Today, in their hatred for God's people, who have returned to their homeland after many thousands of years, we see this desire for a recompense in the minds of the terror groups against Israel. Now, as we see, these groups talked about in prophecies of the time of the end, and so we do expect them to be there at the time of Christ's return. But we also expect Israel to live in peace and safety, as it is prophesied in Ezekiel 38. So as Bible believers, we can expect to see these groups considerably weakened and their ability to attack Israel removed, but also to expect them to continue to exist with a grudge against God's people until that time when they are empowered by the Gogian invasion. This has been Paul Barnes joining you for this week's Bible in the News. Join us again next week for another edition of Bible in the News.